Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks very much for hanging in there with us. With us in studio is a friend of the News Hour. His name is Mike Fellers, and Mike and I have known each other for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, Mike's voice may sound very familiar because he has done a number of voice pieces for us here on the Business News Hour. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. See, listen to those golden tones, man. This guy ought to be. You are doing something on the radio from time to time. I mean, you continue. You have a production studio in your home,
right?
And do what? Voice tracks?
I do. No, what I do is I will write. You know, physically, actually do the writing of commercials and produce commercials, complete with sound effects and music and everything, because I also used to own a recording studio in San Diego. And so when I came back to Iowa, I brought that back with me.
So, yeah.
And I have, and I know your listeners won't understand this, but I have a Heil PR40 at home that is very similar to the microphones that we're using now.
Very nice.
So, and that's what I use for my voiceover work.
Yeah.
And I use, oddly enough, the same production software that they use here at the Des Moines Radio Group.
There you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you have a business, I will hook you up with Mike if you want professional quality sound. With you would do voiceovers for video. You could do voiceovers for all kinds of things.
Sure, I do. I have a couple clients of mine out in the West Coast that are car dealers. They would provide me with the video, and I'll just voice over the top of it.
There you go.
And as you said, I've done some stuff for you. I can do promotional videos for websites, and because I do it from home, my turnaround is usually within 48 hours.
Yeah, and it's good stuff too. We have used it from time to time, and we're grateful for that. Well, that's not exactly what we're talking about today. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that that gets to me from time to time is, if there's an issue out there, it's always somebody else's problem, unless you have the problem. If you have the problem, then all of a sudden it becomes very personal and very hurtful and very concerning to you. And those of you who were with us last week, you know that we were talking about some decisions here with regard to a couple of mall properties, a Merle Hay Mall and Valley West Mall, that both have decided to ask DART, that would be the rapid transit system here in Des Moines, to get off their lawn. And that impacts lots of people. And one of the people that it might impact, it does impact, is our friend Mike Fellers. Mike, tell us a little bit of reason why. Why would you have to use DART rather than driving your own vehicle like so many other people do?
It's pretty simple. I was born in, I'm not going to say, I don't want people to know how old I am, but I was born long ago in a land far away, but I was born with cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an issue that keeps you from driving. Is that correct?
Yes. Cerebral palsy is the type of birth defect that affects individual differently. You know, each individual has its own issues with
sure,
it.
Sure.
And, I'm very blessed because I have my mind and most of my body.
sure.
I didn't do myself any favors growing up. But... You know, and so what it does for me, really the only thing that my cerebral palsy keeps me from doing is, one, driving, and I can't work very well with small mechanical things.
Sure.
Like screws and screwdrivers and little stuff.
Well, walking is also can be difficult for you.
Yes, it can. I do walk with a drag foot, so to speak.
All right.
I'm older now, and so I also have back issues. My L4 and my L5 are basically gone.
Oh, gee. We have to get a new model, man.
Yeah, well, physical therapist once a week.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
I understand. All right. So that's what I'm talking about, folks. It's everybody else's problem. You know, it's somebody else. As long as it's not me, I'm going to drive my Lexus to Valley West Mall. I'm going to go shop at Von Maur. I'm going to go drive. I saw a Maserati today, by the way, here
did
on
really?
235. I did, and I'll take my Maserati over to Merle Hay Mall and park and walk up there and just have at it. You know, go shopping. But a lot of people don't have that opportunity. And you are one of those people that frequent the malls by utilizing bus service.
Right, because I use the bus because a cab is not always practical, and I use the bus when I was working too. I'm pretty much retired now except for the voiceover, but you know, it's not always financially feasible. For example, I had to go to physical therapy today, and right. I live over on 42nd Street south of Grant. I rent. So I had to go to physical therapy at Broadlands. I've been going there for 3 years. I trust my physical therapist like nobody else. And so my wife will give me a ride when she goes to work because we do have one vehicle. That's her vehicle. But I have to figure out how to get home. So today I took a cab, and that was $12 for me to get home just from Broadlands to my house on 42nd Street.
Yeah.
Now, I took a cab down here because I didn't want to be late. So in one day, in the course of running two errands, I have spent $23 on cab fare.
Got it.
Now, imagine, if you will, those individuals that drive. If you had to put $23 a day into your vehicle, I don't think you'd be driving that vehicle very long.
All right. So we understand. You know, I mean, that's an issue that really is an economic hit. So what about the bus service in this town?
I got to admit, when I first came to Des Moines, I came to Des Moines in 1995 to pursue a radio gig here at another station here in town. And it was lackluster at best, to be quite honest.
Yeah, the bus transportation.
Yes, because it was back in the old days when they used to be out on Northeast Broadway, if you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I lived over on Euclid and 6th Avenue, right on the corner there. And so I would ride my bike sometimes, 7 miles. It was 7 miles there and 7 miles back. So just to get back and forth to work, it was 14 miles a day on my mountain bike.
Got it.
And that's why I have a fractured collarbone, because somebody decided that I didn't need to be on the road on my bicycle.
I see.
But that has improved.
The bus service has
improved. Yes, the bus service has improved.
All right.
Very much so. I will give them credit for that.
Now, you got your dander up, when Valley West Mall management last Monday sent a letter to DART and said, off of our grass, you got to move, and you have to move across the street on Westtown Parkway, where there's some busy traffic and such. How does that impact you?
It impacts me in the fact that I would have to get, you know, off and then walk up that hill, which is bad. And as I'm getting older, walking is difficult for me. And, you know, I tore my Achilles a while back, and I was in a walking boot for 3 months. And, you know, stuff just happens.
Yeah.
But it's not convenient at all. And I don't want to make this about me. That's really – I'm here to be a voice for other people like me, because you know as well as I do, we've spent our entire lives in some way or another working with the media. Perception is everything.
Sure it is.
You are what you are perceived to be, regardless of the reality. Okay? And a lot of people in all cities, not just Des Moines, have such misconceptions about people that ride mass transit, about people that have disabilities. I don't even like the word disability. It makes me want to cringe.
Sure.
Because I'm able. I'm intelligent. I'm educated. I was a wrestler. I played football. I used to boogie board when I lived in California. I used to ride my mountain bike a lot until my back decided it wasn't a good idea. And so that's why I'm here.
Sure.
Because I want those people that don't have a cab. My wife has a good job. I can afford it. But there's people out there, they can't afford it. And how are they going to get around? Like I said earlier, I spent $20 running two errands.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, one of the issues that have come up from our friends at DART and our friends out at Valley West Mall is the fact that DART says 75% of the people that are traveling to Valley West Mall, to the current bus stop that's going away at the end of the month, 75% of those people, 350 folks a day, are either workers out there or shopping out there.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably just a fluke, but my stepdaughter, she's 24 years old. She's a DMAT graduate. She has a degree in early child development.
Mm-hmm.
They had a baby. She was 11 months old. She's 11 months old yesterday.
Grandpa?
Yep. It's hard getting used to that. I'm still 20 in my head.
Yeah.
But it's all right. she, at the end of the school year, will no longer be able to do the job she's doing because she's doing daycare for the Urbandale school system. So she got a job working out at Valley West Mall part during the summer until she can go back and do something else. Okay. Well, her husband works. My son-in-law works. Okay. He's got a great job. He makes good money. He works for Baker Electric.
Sure.
But, you know, they've got a baby and they need her income. So she's going to go work a retail job in Valley West Mall for $8 an hour to supplement that income. Mm-hmm. And I think the misconception have about people that work in the mall, they're teenage kids or they're college kids that don't really need their money that bad. Well, they're raising a family and they need that money because Grandpa Mike ain't, he's not got bags of money hanging off the side sure. of his, you know, he just doesn't.
Sure.
And so those are decisions and things that people have to make. Now, you know, she's able to drive, but what if she wasn't?
Right.
You know, and that's my whole thing with this whole Valley West Mall debacle and Merle Hay Mall debacle is people just don't think they're very short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
And we need them to think of the long picture, the long term, not only for the sake of their own business and their own branding, but for the development of our city.
Sure. Yeah, well, because this all does end up with an economic impact down the way. And that's what our whole issue and concern has been. You know, why? We just had a story. Our top story today was about how malls are hurting all over the country and how anchor stores are closing up all over the country. And it would seem that if I were in the business of a congregate bunch of people that have businesses, I would do everything I could to encourage them.
Sure. I mean, really, it doesn't make sense to me. You and I were talking about this earlier today. And, you know, if you don't shop at the mall and you shop online, guess who loses?
Yeah.
West Des Moines.
Yeah.
Urbandale. They lose that tax revenue. Then you know what happens? The people who are making this an issue in West Des Moines and Urbandale, their city services are affected because of lower revenue. You're going to get less services because of a decision that a retailer made.
Yeah, and that could be sad. Mike, thanks for coming in and doing this. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks
right.
for having me.
Mike Fellers, ladies and gentlemen, his voice is golden. And if you want to hire him, hey, we can hook you up. That would be kind of cool. We've got to step aside. We've got a marketing tip for you when we come back. Hang in there. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.